Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanishing Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 302, season 13. Today's date is February 4th, 2024, and welcome to the program. On today's program, I will talk about the 50th anniversary of the TV show Good Times. And I will talk about its history, the cast, my favorite episodes, and some good memories watching this show. Also, I'll talk about the Leader Cleaner store. That's an establishment a lot of people have forgotten. And then I'll talk about actor Carl Weathers. He just passed away a few days ago. I'll talk about my memories of watching him on the screen and also on television. Okay, so right now the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Milkmate Chocolate Syrup. I remember this one. This commercial is from 1978. So sit back and relax, folks. I'll be right back with the show. Thank you.
When I was a little kid, it was hard to make a good glass of chocolate milk. The powder we used floated on top or got wasted on the bottom. Boy, was I glad to find Milkmate chocolate-flavored syrup. It mixes lickety-split and stays mixed, so your chocolate milk tastes Milkmate chocolatey. Right to the bottom. Milkmate. Things sure are better than when I was a little kid.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Milkmate Chocolate Syrup from 1978. When I was a kid, I think I had this maybe once. I think my mother bought it. I'm not sure. Anyway, this came out in about late 70s, early 80s. Didn't last long. When I was a kid, I did pour chocolate syrup or liquid in my milk. My brother did that all the time, and the brands that we used was Nestle's Quick. That came in strawberry flavor. I tried that once. It was okay. Also, there was Hershey's chocolate syrup. They also Hershey's chocolate drink mix. They had that in powder form as well. There was also Bosco. Remember that? And also, there was another thing called Coco Marsh. That's an old, old brand, but I don't think they make that anymore. Bosco, I think it's still around. I believe so, yeah. You know, it makes it sweet and good. I love chocolate milk. You know, I still do. I haven't drank it in a while. I remember Dean's, you know, like, you know, the dairy company in Chicago. They used to make a chocolate milk called Chocorific. I don't know if anyone remembers that. But they still make chocolate milk. So, but, you know, milk has changed so much. Now we drink almond milk, oat milk. What's the other one? Coconut milk. Like, out of all those, I like almond milk. It's okay. It's good. But I tried oat milk and it tastes kind of bleh. Don't like it. Coconut milk. Yeah, it's okay. But I prefer regular milk and not oat milk. I'm sorry. Almond milk. Yeah. I do once in a while. So that's good. You know, with almond milk, I tried all flavors. I tried chocolate, vanilla, and regular. Chocolate's okay. I don't know what it is, but vanilla's the best. It smells good, and it's very a little sweet like that. But it's not too sweet. So that's, you know, do it for health reasons like that. For me, I drink a glass of milk every day. I do. You know, I tell that to my doctors. They said that's good. You know, it's good for calcium. It's good for your bones. You know, I've been doing it ever since I was a kid. You know, a lot of people frown on me for this, and they don't like milk at all. They just say, oh, they don't like the taste. But, you know, they say it's for kids. You know, that's not true. It's good for you. You know, if it's nice and cold, it's good. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I said I'm going to discuss the 50th anniversary of the TV show Good Times, also the Leader Cleaners store. Also, I'll talk about actor Carl Weathers. Before I get started, I want to mention another death that happened this week. Actor Don Murray, he's been in the movies and television. He died about a couple of days ago. Age 94, I believe, and he was best known for his movie in Bus Stop that came out with, I think, 1956 or something like that, with Marilyn Monroe. I've seen that movie like once, you know, long, long time ago. He was good in that. He was also in a lot of movies, like, for example, Hatful of Rain, also, Baby, the Rain Must Fall. He was the Conquest of the Planet of the Apes. Piggy Sue Got Married. And starred in three TV shows. One was called The Outcast that came out in 1968. He also starred in Twin Peaks, not the original, the Return in 2017, which I was surprised to see him. And he was a good actor. He was great in that. He was wonderful, yeah. So but he looked great, you know. And of course, his most famous role on television was Sid Fairgate in Knots Landing. That's when I first started watching the soap. Me and my mom watched it together. She loved that show. She misses it to this day. And she played Michelle Lee's husband. She played Karen Fairgate. That's a spinoff. The show was a spinoff of Dallas, you know, the soap opera. And he was only there for about two seasons. There was like a contract dispute or something, and he left. And so they killed him off. And I read somewhere a lot of fans were disappointed. They're like, oh, you can't do that. You're making Karen a widow like that. So that's a shame because I liked him in that. I really did. For people who don't know, like his character died, he drove over a cliff or something. I think his car was tampered. And we didn't know if he was going to make it or not. Apparently, no, he did not. So, and of course, he was in Broadway. And, you know, so that's a shame. He lived a long life. He really did. That's wonderful. Okay, the second thing I want to talk about really quickly is, you know, I still receive comments from people about Vanished Chicagoland. Not every day, but once, you know, every other day. Telling me you do a good job with the group, the page, the podcast, and all that. You know, I don't post it every day of, you know, doing that. But if it's something that's very touching, you know, to my heart, I will, because there were two of them on X, you know, formerly Twitter, that they showed that you do a good job. You should get a humanitarian award for this, you know, for making people happy and have a good feeling of that, which is nice. And the second one I received was he shows to his mother. And his mother has Alzheimer's disease, and she does remember things. And then when he shows it to his mom, she remembers, all the wonderful businesses, all the wonderful places back in the old days of Chicago. And it just makes her smile, and he, and it makes him smile, and it's just wonderful. You know, when I read those, I was almost crying because it's beautiful. It really is. I love hearing from people telling me this. It's great, you know, and I'm emotional about that. So, you know, that's what I'm here for. I'm just to entertain, make people happy. You know, because you got to do what you love. I love doing it. Of course, you get people saying, nah, it's a waste of time. Why don't you do something important? Fine. I ignore that. I've always said before, ignore the haters. Ignore the haters. The toughest part is from family members or friends. You know, but, you know, they're disinterested. Look, I'll do what I like what I do. That's too bad. Okay. That's a valuable lesson. It really is. All right, let's get started. But, you know, I will talk about the 50th anniversary of Good Times, but I'll save it for last. I want to get these out of the way first. First off, I want to talk about Carl Weathers. I was shocked when I heard he passed away. He passed away on February 1st. His best-known role in the movies was Apollo Creed, and he was in the first four Rocky films, starring Sylvester Stallone. And the first time I saw him was at let me talk about his where he was born and his career a little bit. He was born January 14th, 1948, in New Orleans, Louisiana. And he played football in college. And he also played for the Oakland Raiders for 1 year and 2 years for the BC Lions. That's a Canadian football team. He played that. And then he stopped. And then he started getting into acting, you know. And let's see. His first film role was in Magnum Force, starring Clint Eastwood. And it was uncredited. He played a demonstrator. And then he played other roles. And then, of course, his most famous role was in Rocky, Apollo Creed. Yeah. And he was also in Semi-Tough, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Also Predator with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think a lot of people like this movie. They really did. Also Action Jackson. I haven't seen that in years. Oh my God. I haven't seen that in a long time. You also remember him from Happy Gilmore and Little Nicky from, you know, Adam Sandler. Yeah, but I've seen the movies. I'm trying to remember him, you know, but I think people from the 90s and up we'll remember him like that. And but his first TV role was in Good Times, which I'm going to talk about soon. And he played, I remember this episode. It's so funny. He played a husband of a woman that she hired JJ to paint her in the nude. And her family was against that, and he goes, no, just wear a bikini like that. And she, I won't go into much detail of that because it's hilarious. And he was following her and spying on her, and he found what was going on, and he came to the apartment. He roughed up JJ. Oh, that's a classic. I didn't know it was him until I found out later on. So yeah, he started in a lot of TV shows. Cannon, $6 Million Man, Starsky and Hutch, Barnaby Jones. Let's see, he started his own TV show, Fortune Dane, that came out in the 80s. I remember this, you know. Street Justice, I remember that. That's in the early 90s. He was in Heat of the Night, the TV series, you know, starring Carol O'Connor. Lots of shows he did. Yeah. So he was a busy guy. And of course, he was in Chicago Justice. That was his last big role like that. Also, his last, I'm sorry, that's not it. The last big role he was in the Mandalorian. I can't even say that. It was part of the Star Wars series, and that was on Disney Plus. And he played a character called Grief Karga. And he was there for, he appeared in that series. So I never seen it. So I guess he was excellent. I guess he was. So it was a shame because he seemed like a nice man, very nice man. Now, my memories of fondest memory of watching Carl Weathers was, of course, Rocky, the first film. I saw the movie at Fort City Cinema on the southwest side of Chicago. And that's where I first saw him as Apollo Creed. You know, when he's beating up Rocky and all that. That was a great movie. Excellent movie. Oh, I was like, that's a classic. Classic movie indeed. Okay. All right. Next up, I'm going to talk about Leader Cleaners. Now, I don't know much about this business. I remember when I was a kid, I used to hear about this. My mother told me about this, and also I saw it in I used to see it in the phone books, you know, like the yellow pages and all that. And the funny thing about this, there was a segment on Bozo Circus where Ringmaster Ned, played by Ned Locke, he did an he did a commercial, you know, a promo. I saw it on YouTube, but I can't find it anymore. I don't know what happened to it. I guess it was removed or it's around there somewhere. And he was standing there by a desk and there was like a plastic Easter bunny. And he's talking about when you either take your clothes in for cleaning, you will get this free Easter bunny, you know, this plastic Easter bunny. And he said, there's a Leader Cleaner store near you. And I remember seeing it when I was a kid. And then, so I found an ad from March 25th, 1966, and it had all the locations. There's so many. I'm not going to read them all because it'll take me forever. But they had them on the north side of Chicago, northwest side, south side, southwest side, west side, you name it. They were like in every corner. So it was a chain of that. It reminds me of Monarch Dry Cleaners and Laundry. You remember that place? I'll talk about that place someday. And they were like everywhere. But I'm surprised. When I posted this on my page, my Facebook page, that is, a lot of people sort of remember it. It rings a bell, you know, but it hasn't been discussed in so many years. It's just totally forgotten. But I will read off like where in the suburbs it was, where they had locations in the suburbs really quickly, and I will tell you. So there was one in Berwyn, Broadview, Bellwood, Elmhurst, Elmwood Park. There were three locations in Evanston, Forest Park, Hinsdale, Justice, Maywood, and Oak Lawn, two locations. One is at 87th Original Inn, and also one in 87th and Cicero. One in Park Ridge, two locations in Skokie, two locations in Summit, and one in Westmont. Yeah. So this, I think it started like maybe the late 50s, and then it lasted until the early 70s. So I don't know what happened. I don't know who owned it. I did some research. I tried. Unless somebody can comment and say who started the business, you know, and what happened, why it closed, you know, because dry cleaning is still around, thank God for that, you know. But a lot of people don't wear suits or fancy clothes these days, you know, unfortunately. But, you know, you have to for special occasions or like that, and you need dry cleaning. So Leader Cleaners, I do remember that. I really do. It's amazing when you have a good memory, like me. I mean, like mine, see? All right. Right now, we're going to talk about Good Times. Okay, so let's get started. Actually, the 50th anniversary falls on February 8th, and it premiered on CBS February 8th, 1974. It was canceled August 1st, 1979. It was created by two men. One man was Eric Monte, and he was a screenwriter. And the other one was Mike Evans, best known as Lionel Jefferson from All in the Family and the Jeffersons. And then I don't know, there's some contradiction because the character Michael Evans is from him. Maybe it is, or is it a coincidence? I don't know. I have no idea. So this was funny. This is a spinoff of a spinoff of a show. So that's what it was. So I'll start like at the beginning. So you had All in the Family, and then Maude Findlay appeared on the show as Maude, and then she got a spinoff, and that was in 1972. Then they cast Esther Rolle as Florida Evans as her maid, and then she was spinoff to Good Times. You got that? So, which was there were some changes when Esther Rolle started in the show, along with John Amos, who played James Evans. But in the series Maude, he was Henry James, so they changed the name. Plus, Maude was set in suburban New York, in Tuckahoe. But now they moved to Chicago. They set it there. And there was no reference to Maude. None of the characters, nothing. It's just like her history was wiped out. It's gone. And so it was set in like in the projects, you know, the public housing projects in the inner city of Chicago. And most people claim or thought it was in Cabrini Green, you know, that famous project neighborhood. It could be, it could have been, it's possible. They didn't say, you know. So the rest of the cast we had was Janet Dubois. She played Winona Woods. She makes me laugh. It's hilarious. She used to enter the apartment building, without knocking, you know, just like Ed Norton on The Honeymooners, you know, telling about the latest gossip. What's going on in the building. Sometimes it's good news. Sometimes it's bad. Sometimes it's important. Also, the rest of the cast were their children. The oldest we all know who it was Jimmy Walker, and he played J.J. Evans, you know, James Evans Jr., who was one of the most memorable characters on TV and one of the funniest. You know, you just look at him, you start laughing. Also, there was Selma and also Michael, you know. And in the beginning of the series, you have JJ and Thelma fighting, calling each other names, you know. Like Thelma will make fun of his weight. Or JJ would call Thelma ugly and all kinds of things. But, you know, the actress who played Thelma, Bernadette Stanis, she's a beautiful woman. You know, very lovely. And also sometimes Michael, played by Ralph Carter, he did that too. You know, he insulted JJ, but sometimes, most of the time he sided with him. And most of the time he sided with his sister, you know. And the rest of the cast was, they had Johnny Brown. He played Bookman, the superintendent, you know, Booga. he was best known for Roland Martin's Laughing. I remember that. Yeah, he was a great impressionist. He did John Wayne and Harry Belafonte. He's a funny man. I like them. And the show dealt with mostly funny situations, also serious ones. They did that, and most involved with either with James or with Florida or with the kids. And if it was JJ, you know it's going to be hilarious. They dealt with serious subjects with JJ, but you know, according to Jimmy Walker and some on an interview on YouTube, he didn't like those. He wanted to do funny stuff like that, because Jimmy Walker was not an actor. He was a stand-up comic, and you know, and they suggested him, you know, take some acting classes, and he goes, no, I don't want to do this. You know, but he struggled, but I guess he did fine like that. Like, for example, like he was forced to join a gang, or he got shot, or he wanted to join the army, or that episode was hilarious. Or like his girlfriend accused him of ED. I think that was in the episode with Jay Leno. And I heard those guys were friends. That or they dealt with drug abuse, like for example, JJ's girlfriend was taking heroin, I think, and they ran off to the Lope, but that didn't happen. So, like that, and there was the Black Jesus episode. There were so many memorable episodes. I remember the TV commercial, I think Vita Bright, and it had like had booze in it. Reminds me of I Love Lucy with the Vitamigian, you know, with Lucy getting drunk on that show. But you know, instead, Michael got drunk on it when he drank the whole bottle. So, anyway, I'm going to play the introduction of Good Times right now. This is one of the best theme songs of all time. You know, the most memorable. You can't get it out of your head. So sit back and relax and listen to the theme song of Good Times. And when I come back, I'll talk about more of the show. Okay? So thank you, everyone. Good time. Anytime you need a payment. Good time. Anytime you meet a friend. Good time. Anytime you're out from under. Not getting hassled. Not getting hustled. Keeping your head above water. Making a way when you can. Layoffs. Good times. Easy credit ripples. Good times. Scratching and surviving. Good times. Hanging in a jawline. Good times. Ain't we lucky we got them? Good times. Okay, everyone. I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the theme song for Good Times. Oh, I love this song. That is so catchy, so memorable. It reminds me, the other one was the Jeffersons. I love that one. Which Janet Dubois, I think that's how you pronounce her name, sang that theme song. You know, she's a pretty good singer. I like that. There's one episode my brother begged me to talk about when I told him I was going to do a podcast about the show yesterday. He said, please do the one when JJ was in jail. And there was he got arrested for holding up a liquor store, which he was falsely accused. And he had a cellmate, and he was like a big black guy with a bald head. And he was muscular, and he stole JJ's Snickers bar. and then one of the police officers brought dinner, and the inmate was yelling at him, and so was JJ, and then he's yelling, "Hey, you didn't bring any napkins!" And then he bended the spoon. Oh, of course, we also have JJ's catchphrases. What do you think it was? It was dynamite. He said it almost every episode. I don't know in the first show he did. Maybe he did, but yeah, so he did that. And he would call Michael Miguel, or when he answered the phone, "Shello." Or he'd walk around, you know, with his arms up like an Egyptian. And he would say, "Well, you know, what can I say?" Or someone will compliment JJ and he would say, I know. The audience were crazy. They really did. Oh my God. So he stood out to be the most popular character on the show. And according to sources, his parents, played by Esther Rolle and John Amos, they were like disappointed. They were just angry, you know, all this attention to him. Because it's supposed to be serious, you know. Well, it's a comedy, you know. But he's got to be a role model to him. But but JJ's sort of portrayed it like he's lazy. He doesn't want to work. He just wants to go out with girls, you know. But he was a painter, you know, and loves Big Macs. A few of his girlfriends he mentioned was like, for example, Boom Boom Belinda, Olivia the Octopus, Lulu. Oh, that's funny, like that. And there were other cast members added. For example, there was Janet Jackson, who played Penny. And she was pretty good, like that. And I know Janet Jackson loved playing the role. She, according to sources, she had a good time with that. So, then she was adopted by Winona. And because she was abused by her mother. And I remember the episode where her mother was angry because, she told a lie. She was lying and all that. She had a crazy imagination. I remember she removed the plug from the iron and she was heading towards her. And I'm like, oh, my God. Thank God they didn't show that. It was like, ugh. That was the time when Esther Rolle left the role. You know, and then Johnny Brown's role expanded, and then they hired Ben Powers playing eventually Thelma's boyfriend and her husband. He played football, and he stayed on the show towards the end. And then Esther Rolle came back, I think like the last season or so. Then. Because she remarried to a guy named Carl Dixon and he had lung cancer and they moved away. And that's the reason why she left, but she came back. So one notable episode was when they killed off John Amos's character, James. He was killed in an automobile accident in Mississippi because they got a job and they were going to move down there. But they received a telegram. Yeah, like we receive telegrams these days. It was killed, and they were having a party, and that was devastating. The second part of that episode, they had the funeral, and Florida showed no emotion. She was laughing. She was angry at the kids. The kids were so sad, you know, and grief stricken, and they were angry at her for not showing grief like that. And they were right. And we all know the famous scene at the end with the punch bowl. When Florida, the grief just hit her. It just hit her, and she took the punch bowl and smashed it on the floor and said, "Damn, damn, damn!" Everyone remembered that, and she started crying. And the kids came over out of the rooms, and you know they hugged her. That was touching. That really is sad. Remind me when my father died. You know, I was really sad about that. Let's see what else. There was one more memorable episode that started with Gary Coleman, you know, who played Arnold Jackson from Different Strokes. You know, he's from Chicago, actually from Zion. And he starred, you know, he was like he had a big mouth and he just, you know, he insulted adults, especially Florida. But, you know, she put him in his place. And she tried to apply for a job as a bus driver. And they had a man on the show, Alderman Davis. He was bald and, you know, typical corruptive politician. They called him Alderman Davis. That's what Winona called him. And he couldn't get her name right. And so they hired this other woman has no experience as a bus driver. So Florida was passed over. So, and then he came, so Gary Coleman's character came over and he gave her a hard time. And then he pulled her wig off and the audience went nuts. I watched that episode on YouTube and it's hilarious. I really do. So Florida got the job as a school bus driver, which is great. That's wonderful. And the end of the show, it ended on a happier note. JJ got a job. He created Dino Woman for a comic strip. Michael went to, you know, went to college full time. Florida bought a house, you know, and it's like an apartment in a way, like a duplex. And so did Winona and Penny. And they realized at the end they were living in the same building. But Florida's going to live with Thelma and her husband, Keith. And then he got a job with the Chicago Bears. And Thelma was pregnant. And then, well, Bookman just stayed there. he's going to stay at the building. And it was sad, but it was happy. So that was a nice, tidy end to the show like that. As for my memories of watching the show, I did watch it on Channel 2, WBBM-TV Channel 2 in Chicago for many years. Then it moved to reruns on Channel 9, and I watched it every day, practically. And I loved it. It was funnier. Of course, it was syndicated. They cut some scenes. And it's still funny to this day. And then I think they moved to Channel 50 or 66 and still airing. It's on DVD if you'd like to buy the whole series. I haven't bought it yet. I should, because it's funny as heck, like that. And the cast members, they're still remembered for that show. They really are. And they had fond memories. They had bad memories, you know. And so it's, I wouldn't know if it's timeless. Maybe not. Also, one last thing. They did do some Chicago references of the show. Like, for example, they mentioned Marshall Fields, Lakeshore Drive, South Shore neighborhood, which is like the, you know, very classy neighborhood. I used to live there. They mentioned streets like that, or some suburbs. I think they mentioned Evanston one time. And I think Carson's one time they mentioned. I'm not sure. It's been a while. Sometimes when I watch a show, I try to listen to Chicago references. You see, none of the actors were from Chicago. I don't know if anyone in the behind the scenes were. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I hope they did their homework on that. So we'll see about that. Anyway, it's a great show. So I salute a happy 50th anniversary to Good Times. And more good times to come. All right. So that's it for this program. I'll do a recap of what I talked about. I talked about the 50th anniversary of the TV show Good Times. Also, I talked about Leader Cleaners in Chicago. And I also did a tribute to actor Carl Weathers. This podcast will be published later on today, wherever podcasts are available. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music. Also be published on my blog, www.vanishchicagoland.blog.com, or .blogs, I'm sorry. Also, it'll be on my YouTube channel of the same name. People still ask me, where do I find your podcast? How do I listen to your podcast? They still ask me. Go to YouTube. Go to YouTube, do a search. You will find it. You can listen to that episode. You can listen to past episodes. Subscribe. On the apps I mentioned, please follow. You'll get notifications. So you do that. I mentioned this many times. You know, people have trouble. You can listen to your desktop. You can listen to on your desktop computer, your tablet, your phone. You can listen on your TV if you have Spotify app. You can listen to that. And also be sure on my social media accounts, Facebook, X, Reddit, LinkedIn, Threads, and also Blue Sky. I just signed up. like that. It's also on Instagram. The link is there. Okay. So this is Pico Sanz, your host of Vanishing Calling and Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Sunday. It's nice and sunny. It's been sunny for the past couple of days. Thank God. It's been like cold and rainy and dark and gloomy. Thank goodness for that. The weather's going to be gorgeous for the next week or so. It's quiet today. There's no football. That's next week. So everyone's waiting for that. So everyone have a good Sunday. And here's me saying bye-bye for now. And here's Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye-bye-bye. Take care, everyone, and so long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.